Good morning. We are talking continuously, Baruch Hashem, about Tzipis Yeshua, about longing for the Geula. You'd think Pesach is the last time in the world where you would have to talk about longing for Geula. The whole night is all about living it up. We're living in Geula. We're living in the redemption. We're living that we're freed. Yeah, like we know, everybody has to lirois es atzma, laharis es atzma, to act, to see himself as if he himself left Mitzrayim. We're living Geula. It's a tremendous level we've achieved, and yet we still are going to talk about it at this time of year. I want to point out two small things. Rabbi Rubenfeld has a wonderful sefer that he put out from his Rebbe, or his Rebbe put out, and he helped edit. In the very, very beginning of his Rebbe's sefer, Rav Yonis and David Shlita, they write in there something very, very, very important about looking forward to things. We know there's something called holiness, to be holy, to be a holy person, to achieve sanctity, kedusha, whatever it is that exactly means. I don't know what holiness is. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But we know one thing about holiness. Holiness is beyond the physical. It's something beyond. It's something that. It's hard to identify. What is holiness? He writes in the Sefer that for a person to achieve holiness, it is impossible unless you prepare for it. If you do not prepare for holiness, you cannot. Impossible. If you could spell impossible, I-M-P-O-S-S-I-B-L-E. It is impossible to achieve holiness unless you prepare for it. See, peace in Yeshua means that we're doing things to prepare for the holiness of Mashiach coming. You can't achieve it without preparing for it. And if we're hoping to accomplish something very great, for example, Shavuos is coming. You can't achieve Shavuos without the preparation of Sefiras. My dear, dearest friend, Netanel, told me that it's certainly been very, very difficult many years for a person to remember every single night, day in, day out, Sefiras HaOmer. It's not so simple. It's not so simple. Sometimes you daven in early Ma'ariv, and they didn't do it then, or sometimes you're not able to daven Ma'ariv with a minyan, and they're not able to do it there, but fine. It's hard to remember. Every single night, Natalia, yes, still? Every single night, he has been pushing himself to work on this. Why? I told him, don't think it's a small thing, just counting a few numbers. It's not a small thing. You cannot achieve holiness without preparing for it. Lahavdil, if a person was getting ready for March Madness just passed, right? College basketball. How do they prepare for that? What do they do to prepare for it? You just jump into college March Madness? No, what do you do? You've got to research, you've got to make your brackets, you got to look at the teams, you got to see who's going to be drafted next year, you got to see who cares about the draft. You have to look into it. You can't go into March Madness without preparing for it. You certainly can't go into holiness without preparing for it. And preparing for it comes in a lot of forms, certainly by longing for Geula. A person is able to really prepare for Geula and appreciate what exactly he's going to get. V'mheira v'yameinu, amen. Bezu Hashem.